Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1174. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas. Moshe Doif ben Rabaran Zis. Le'ilei Nishmas. Blimba Basra Moshe. Mefu Shalema Avraham ben Shalamis. Getting back to a malacha of Shoychet, slaughtering. Okay, so just in reference to sprays, insecticide, like sprays, people, you know, they have a bug and they want to spray, you have this type of spray, that type of spray that kills flies, some sprays kill flies, some sprays kill roaches, whatever the case is. But the question is using these sprays. So he brings down, Sefer Oisra Halachas on page Tzadik Aleph Ois Lamed Gimel, in reference to spraying. There's a fly, or there's a bug, let's say there's a roach on the floor, so I want to take out the bug spray and spray it. So that would not be allowed. Just like you can't step on the bug and kill it, we spoke about. We also spoke about you can't drown it. We spoke about the drowning, right? It's in the sink, flushing it down the toilet in the case whereby one does not need the toilet or whatever. No, there's no issues of covered abrius. Can't do that. You can't wash it down. There's another thing also comes up sometimes. One has to be careful. I know I've seen in the past myself, in general, in a bathtub. Sometimes nobody's taking a bath on Shabbos, obviously, but sometimes whatever. Somebody, they rinse their hands off in the bathtub. You know, they put on the faucet. So you have to be careful also over there sometimes. Sometimes in the warmer weather, you have these little type of bugs, you know, that come in sometimes from the outside or sometimes from the water, whatever the case is. And sometimes in the bathtub itself, somebody with whatever reason rinses off their hands or they rinse something off over there. A lot of times there's a bug or two, or sometimes little bugs that come in, whether from the outside or from underneath or here or there. So one has to be careful in these instances, especially a little bit more in the warmer weather when putting on either a sink or putting on the bathtub water to wash something or whatever the case is. It could also be a problem whereby there might be small little insects, and sometimes they're a little bit hard to see. You see them, they fly, it looks like a black dot. That's the other problem. Sometimes when it's a fly, a regular fly, usually a fly you see, but when it's a small little insect, these little fly flying around insects, sometimes they're very small and it's hard to see unless you're looking close, and then you put on the water and all of a sudden they fly away. You know, it's like all of a sudden you see two or three flying away or jumping around. So then you realize it's that little black dot was an insect. So one has to be careful if they know that they have these problems. Okay, or in different seasons, or whatever the case is, everybody has to go with we always say over that, Ezel Chacham Harayas Anoilet, who's a Chacham, who's a wise person, or somebody who thinks a second before they do an action. Okay, so now getting back to the spray he brings down, so again, to take the spray, there's a roach on the floor, and again, we're not talking about a case in time whereby it's a bee that's going to hurt somebody, or whatever the case is, or it's a dangerous, that's not the issue right now. We're talking about simply a fly, not hurting anybody, an ant, not hurting anybody, a roach, not hurting anybody. But I'll take the spray and spray it that you're not allowed to do. Kashem sha'asa lahomis bale chayim b'shabbos. Just like you're not allowed to kill an insect with all these various different actions, you can't spray it either. Kachas also lezalef. Again, it's an ois lamid gimel. Kachas also lezalef aleihem. Spray hamamisa. In other words, these sprays, the spray in a bug, the ant, whatever, ants spray these things, not allowed to be done. Avol muta. Oh, so now he says, let's say, I'm in a room and I just want to make sure, whatever, in case something comes in, it shouldn't happen, I'll just spray the room in the air, you know, something along those lines. Avol muta lezalfoy b'cheder b'shor she'en sham zavuvim. Let's say there's nothing flying around, but I just want to make sure, just in case, or to keep them away, you know, right, I'll spray it up in the air in the room I'm sitting, this fly spray or roach spray or whatever, like this, these bugs or whatever will smell it, they won't come into the room, right? So that he says is okay. Avol muta lezalfoy at the time that there's no flies or at the time that there's no bugs or whatever they're flying around, you want to spray it then, that's okay. He says another case that he brings down another case also, another interesting case which we'll try and get into a little bit more. You spray it somewhere else on the side, right, like this. It'll sort of like, let's say in the door, I'm sitting in the room, and by the door of the room, I want to spray on the floor. There's no bugs there now, there's nothing there. Again, the same thing, instead of spraying it up in the air, I'm spraying it on the floor, and they're like this, they won't come, the bugs or whatever, for these, the roach or the ants won't come into the room because they smell it. It's a bad smell for them. So b'tzad acher shalei kenegdom behedya would also be okay. In other words, not spraying it mamish right where they are. You're spraying it in by the doorway, like this little, they're not the ants or whatever, and the roaches won't be coming in because they smell it. It's a bad smell and so on. So that would be allowed to be done also. And he brings down, interesting, in Ois Pei Aleph on the bottom, in conjunction with what we're talking about, just spraying it up in the air or spraying it on the floor, and then you don't see anything. He said, he brings from Shulchan Aruch Rav, which is something else which we spoke about also just recently, Shulchan Aruch Rav, he brings down, Aval Im Einai Bar, the Ika Sham Nemolim Vermashim, Mutulay Leilach Ladarka Karagal, right? We said last time, does a person have to check every step they make? I'm walking to Shul. I have to watch every step I take. Maybe there's ant here, maybe there's a roach here, maybe there's a fly on the floor, I don't know, so you have to watch every step. So we said it's not a problem, you could just walk the regular way. In other words, you don't have to watch every step that you take. So the same, we spoke about this from the Taz and so on and others. So the same type of a thing is if you see there's no bugs or no ants or no roaches, you just want to spray it on the floor, sort of like the same type of a concept. At this time, there's no, you spray it in the air, you spray it on the floor, whatever, there's nothing there right now. So then just to make sure, to keep them away, so that will be fine. It's a little bit of a different concept, but it's sort of a little bit similar. Okay, now the thing I just explained, he's actually talking about, I made a little bit of a turn the wrong way, but he's actually talking about in reference to what we said last time in reference to just stum walking. So it's not really all that similar. It's sort of a little bit the same concept, but it's not 100%. But be it as it may, he brings the same thing in conjunction with that, actually, whereby one does not have to watch where they step in general. He brings down an interesting thing. If there's a fly flying around, he says also in Islam and Aleph. Yeah, it's two separate things. I shouldn't have really put it together, but be it as it may, it's the same, it's the same concept, but it's two different things. But he brings down over there, so good. So let's say we don't want to get too mixed up over this. So spraying in the air is fine. There's nothing there. Spraying in the air and then spraying in front of the door also fine. He brings down Oibitzad Achashlai Kenegdam Behedya. Fine. That's also good. As long as there's no insects over there. And he brings down also if there's a fly, he brings in Islam and Al. If there's a fly flying around or mosquito or whatever, you want to take a towel and just, swing it to get it away. That you could also do as long as it's Shalo Yaka Lehem Emirulantis Pekach. But you have to make sure not to hit the fly, hit the mosquito, whatever the case is, with the towel to whereby you'll be killing it. Just to swing it up in the air. You want to just, get these flies and mosquitoes away from you. You're going to take like a towel or shmat and swing it up in the air. You could do that to get them away, but be careful not to, hit the fly or hit the mosquito whereby you'll be killing it. Okay, thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.